I like to consider myself a motivational speaker.
Oh, really?
Brook and Jubal in the morning.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah. And if you feel like you're not living your best life, just know that you're not, and it's gross.
Okay. I don't think that's motivating. I think that's just...
Motivated now?
No,
that'll be $300 you can Venmo me.
I think you're just being mean.
Didn't work?
I don't...
Didn't work. I got some more. Shoot for the moon, because even if you don't make it, you'll land among the stars.
And
there are billions and billions of stars. So even if you don't make it, you can be a failure like the billions of other failures out there. So you're not alone in your failing.
You're
motivated now?
This is terrible.
You can sign up for my online course. It's called You Suck and Everybody Knows It. Or you can just at me on social media and I'll remind you what a failure you are.
Yeah,
I'm pretty good at this.
I'm just ready to take on the day.
But anyway, we all want to improve ourselves. And there's lots of different ways to do it. But none of them are quite like the new wellness trend that's picking up steam all over the country. It promises to cleanse your mind, reboot your system, and get your life back together.
Dude, I need this.
It's called dopamine fasting.
Dopamine fasting?
Yeah. If you don't know what dopamine is an important chemical messenger in your brain that creates the feelings of pleasure and reward. So basically, you know that amazing feeling you get when you bite into a big juicy cheeseburger love to a stranger?
What?
Take a bunch of drugs.
Are we doing these things all at the same time?
Yeah.
This is a crazy night.
That's dopamine. Dopamine is just your brain's way of saying, wee.
Okay, I like that part of my brain.
But the new wellness trend called dopamine fasting means you're taking out the dopamine if you want to feel good.
That doesn't make sense.
Right?
That would be the opposite.
Yeah.
Why would you want to limit your dopamine if that what makes you feel joy? All you have to do is turn to the YouTuber who started this whole craze. He goes by the name Improvement Pill, and his video has nearly 1.8 million views already.
Ooh, so you know it's legit.
And I think you should take all medical and wellness advice from anyone who has a YouTube
channel. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah, almost like a doctor.
It makes sense. You can't buy those or anything.
I mean,
think about it.
My actual doctor has almost no followers.
Right?
Good point.
So,
I mean, a lot of degrees, but
no followers, though. He's not even verified.
Yeah.
This guy says he invented the method when he was drinking and partying too much in college.
It's always a good time.
And he does dopamine fasting a couple times a year to help balance himself out.
All right.
He says, quote, it's an entire day event that starts the moment you wake up until you go to sleep. And it's like a special holiday. But instead of being fun and filled with exciting activities, the entire purpose of dopamine fasting is to have as little fun as possible.
What? No.
So here's how it works. First, you're supposed to make a list of all the things that you find fun or enjoyable. And then whatever you put on the list, those are all strictly prohibited for the entire day.
Oh, no.
So no food, no phone, no internet, no social media, no TV, substances, including alcohol, no listening to music, no hanging out with friends, no talking to anybody, no self-pleasuring, no reading books, nothing that makes you feel happy.
What?
Wow.
Not even self-pleasuring.
I mean, basically we're down to water and going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
No, I enjoy water. I don't think I can drink
So no water for you either. Yeah. It does say what you can do, though, is drink water, unless of course, you find joy in water. Walk around a bit, meditate, and write using a pen and paper.
Oh, boring. Man. Do people remember how to do that with a pen and paper?
At least not in cursive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the rules to dopamine fasting.
Boring. Why would somebody do this?
It's just a day. I mean, it's not that long.
A day is 24 hours,
yeah,
Brooke.
With no fun.
Oh,
we're talking
God.
About the new wellness trend called dopamine fasting. So why would thousands of people think this is a good idea? Basically, the point is it takes away all the pleasure that you normally get from being super lazy, and it forces you to actually become productive again, and your body relearns how to find enjoyment in life.
Because
you're so bored that anything you do the day after is fun to you?
I guess,
is that what you're saying?
Oh, that's a good strategy.
Like, man, I didn't want to do this Excel spreadsheet for work, but now it's great because I didn't have anything to do yesterday.
I'm doing something.
The theory is, in the modern digital world, humans get dopamine when they're doing literally nothing, and soon our bodies just get used to that, and your brain starts associating good feelings with stuff that's not needed for survival, like checking your social media or binging TV shows.
It is true. I will be sitting down in front of my PlayStation for 2 hours and just be like, this is so much fun.
Right.
And I haven't moved at all.
But we're not living in the wild anymore where we have to be like ready for an attack from a saber-toothed tiger.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, survival... It's a little easier.
Well, with dopamine fasting, it says it forces you to actually face your problems that you've been running away from and avoiding and numbing with all that other fun stuff.
So
you got to feel your pain in order to enjoy things.
Oh, so it's a depressing day.
Yeah. Instead of sitting around watching Hulu and being happy all day, you can finally, sadly, fold that pile of laundry you've been putting off. Extra points if you actually cry, too. Great, now the towels are wet again. I got to put them back in the dryer.
Oh, great.
After you go a full day without doing anything fun, your body's supposed to reset and you actually start to feel joy from basic accomplishments and tasks. So you're not reliant on checking how many likes a post gets or anything else like that.
Okay.
That's the point of dopamine fasting.
But really, that can all be done in one day. I feel like you need to cut off social media and stuff like that for longer than one day to actually break any sort of cycle.
No, I think this would work for me in a heartbeat, even a couple hours.
I don't think you could go a minute without your phone.
Totally.
So remember, this has started
20 minutes. That's pretty close to a whole day.
And I'm so happy I'm back on my phone.
This was started by a YouTuber, but experts aren't so sure a day without your phone spent in total isolation is the best way to fix all your problems. They say, quote, dopamine fasting would be like if a person was overeating and their only solution was to stop eating for one day and then go back to binging again.
Right. Gorging. Yeah. It's true.
It's not breaking any cycle.
However, people all over the country, especially workers in the tech industry, love it. They say it's completely changed the way they enjoy their lives and they're finding happiness and pleasure in the most simple things.
Well, because they're rich. I'm sure they go to a beach in Hawaii. Exactly. That was amazing.
Well, that was awesome. It felt so good.
I'm going to go meditate at my beach house.
Yeah.
People during their fast, a computer programmer named Nate says that he has adopted this lifestyle 3 days a week. Whoa. And explains that during his dopamine fast, he posts a note outside his cubicle telling coworkers that the only way he can communicate is through handwritten notes.
Oh my God, his coworkers hate him.
That'd be kind of nice to have to not talk to your coworkers at all.
Yeah,
you know,
but fire that guy. You're in the tech.
Right.
I
love how you get to a point where you just don't have to work anymore. You make up an excuse for it.
Skeptics think it's not it's impossible to live in a world like that. Text in 78592. Do you think dopamine fasting would work for you? All right, your number 4 phone tap of the year is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.